billboards along the shoreline of Humboldt Bay are controversial, and the county's harbor district has held off on permitting the replacement of one that blew down last winter. Owned by Outfront Media, which operates billboards nationwide, the damaged billboard is off Highway 101 South, immediately adjacent to the Indianola cutoff. The billboard repair requires permits from a number of agencies, including the county and the Harbor District. Repairs to billboards are allowed if they don't exceed the scale of what was damaged. Once repaired, the billboards can be operated only for a period of time, enough to recover costs. Those details were outlined when the Harbor District's Board of Commissioners considered the permitting at an August 28th special meeting. District Director Rob Homeland explained the permit and how it fits in with the district ordinance.
Bit of summary of how we've gotten here. A legally nonconforming billboard located within tidally influenced portions of Humboldt Bay was damaged during the winter storms this past January. The owner of the billboard is seeking a permit to conduct a like-for-like repair to restore that billboard. If approved, permit before you would allow that repair and implement Amendment 2 to Ordinance Number 7 of the Harbor District by permitting the continued operation of the billboard for a five-year amortization period, after which the billboard would be removed. So the board adopted Amendment 2 to Ordinance 7 in 2021 that declared pre-existing billboards non-conforming, required non-conforming billboards to receive a district permit, and they established a rebuttable amortization period for the removal.
During a public comment period, Jen Kalt of Humboldt Waterkeeper said the proposed repair is not a like-for-like repair, and the damaged billboard can no longer be considered as existing. Another issue challenging the billboard reconstruction is that it could conflict with the soon-to-be-launched construction of the southern segment of the Humboldt Bay Trail, which Kalt noted.
One of our concerns is that the construction work on this project would interrupt the Bay Trail, the use of the Bay Trail. And we didn't see any encroachment permit from the owner of the right-of-way, which is the State of California Great Redwood Trail Agency. As you know, people have been working for decades to get this trail completed, and it's almost complete. The billboard owner's application and permits and their practices to date have always accessed these billboards by driving out onto the railroad tracks, and that's what it says. They will drive out onto the railroad tracks. You may notice there's no railroad tracks there anymore. They've been completely removed.
Also during public comment, former Arcata Council member Dave Meserve described the billboard repair effort as absurd.
Let's be out front about this. This is really ridiculous. When you look at the ordinances that are on the books, they make it very clear that the intention of the ordinances is to get rid of the billboards that are in the viewshed of the bay, or that certainly that are in the waters of the bay. As I came past tonight, it was in probably 3 feet of water. That's why it blew over. And, you know, the whole intention is no permit shall authorize a billboard without first considering the impact of the proposed use on the air, water, land, environment, and ecology of the district lands, and finding that the proposed use is necessary to promote the safety, health, comfort, and public convenience of the public, and that the proposed use is required by the public convenience, and that the proposed use will not have an adverse environmental or ecological effect. In what way does a billboard benefit the public? The billboard only benefits the owner of the billboard collecting the rent for it and obstructing our views of the bay.
Dealing with multiple issues, commissioners unanimously voted to hold off on taking action. Commissioner Stephen Kuhlman said he doesn't believe there's enough evidence to make the findings required for permit approval. He motioned for the vote, which calls for an initial study to be done, and sets November 10th as the date when the permit will be taken up again. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.